This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala abdillahi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. So, what I want to do first of all is to check that the connection is working properly, make sure that everyone can hear the audio properly, make sure that everybody can see the video properly. So if you give me 1 second, I'm going to have to do that one myself manually. Sometimes it's like that. Last week we didn't have the connection properly. I don't know what happened last week, but inshallah we'll upload the video. So let's just check it's working. Yeah, it's working. Very good. Okay. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salam ala abdillahi wa rasulihi nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. MashaAllah, we have very limited number of people here today. I think that perhaps what happened is that everyone's coming late. That's why. And I started on time. So that happens like that. I started on time and everyone else came late. No problem, inshallah. We finished our topic last week on the topic of things that Allah made haram, right? That was last week's topic. We spoke about it. Alhamdulillah. We finished that topic. Alhamdulillah. And I know the video didn't go live. I know that. I don't know, something went wrong with the live stream, so it didn't go live. What we will do is upload the recorded video for you, inshallah ta'ala. As for today, we have a new topic, and I think it's possibly just going to be 2 weeks, this week and next week, and then maybe Ustaz Basak is going to come, and he's going to share some things with you, maybe, about the seerah. I was hoping he was going to tell you about the seerah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's his area of expertise. And so inshallah he's going to probably talk to you about that after this week and next week. This week what I want to talk to you about is I want to talk to you a little bit about dhikr. Okay, first question. What do I mean by dhikr? Question to the girls first of all. Remembrance of Allah. Boys, can you give me an example? Mubin. Give me an example of dhikr, Mubin. Give me something. This is dhikr. See, I don't know what dhikr is. I don't. This word, I've never heard of it before. What is it? What is it? What do you say 33 times? Mubin, huh? Subhanallah. Okay. Saying subhanallah 33 times. Subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Yes, Anas. Astaghfirullah, for example. So you're saying some words, and with these words, you are remembering Allah. Allah told us how important this dhikr is. Allah said in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. O you who believe, remember Allah with a lot of dhikr. Do a large amount of dhikr, a lot of dhikr. So Allah is telling you to remember Him. Allah is telling you to remember Him. And He's not telling you to remember Him a little bit. He's telling you, اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Remember Allah a lot. Lots of dhikr. That's the first thing. The second is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. I want someone to tell me, from the girls, what to benefit from this ayah. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا, the people who remember Allah standing up, وَقُعُودًا, and when they're sitting down, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, and when they're lying on their side. What do we take from this ayah? You can remember Allah in any different situation. It's not just something you do in the masjid. It's not just something that you do when you are praying. You remember Allah Azza wa Jal in every situation. Even when you're lying in bed and you're going to go to sleep, you remember Allah. When you wake up, you remember Allah. When you get out of bed, you remember Allah. When you go towards the bathroom, you remember Allah. When you come out of the bathroom, you remember Allah. When you get ready, you remember Allah. When you go out of the house or before you eat your breakfast, you remember Allah. And when you finish, you remember Allah. And when you go to leave the house, you remember Allah. And when you get in the car, you remember Allah. And it keeps on going like that all the time. قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, standing up and sitting down and lying down. All the different situations, always you're remembering Allah. It's not always the case that you have to have wudu, or it's not always the case that you have to be in the masjid, but you remember Allah all the time in your life. You keep on remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah said, وَذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. The people who remember Allah a lot, from the men and the women. So it's not just something the men, for dhikr is for the men in the jama'ah. No, the men and the women who remember Allah. أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرَةً. Allah prepared for them forgiveness, and Allah is going to forgive their mistakes. Can you turn around? Can we? Jazakallahu khairan. You turn around completely. Face me. Okay, good. Allah is going to forgive them, and Allah is going to give them a huge reward. Ajran azeema, a big reward. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, سَبَقَ الْمُفَرِّدُونَ. He said, these mufarridun, they are going to be ahead of everybody else. The Sahaba didn't know what this word meant. They said, Ya Rasulullah, mal mufarridun? Who is this mufarridun? What does it mean? Who are these people? He said, الذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. The people who remember Allah a lot, whether they are boys or girls, male or female. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا أُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِخَيْرِ أَعْمَالِكُمْ وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ وَأَرْفَعِهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ وَخَيْرٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِنْفَاقِ الذَّهَبِ وَالْوَرِقِ وَخَيْرٍ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْ تَلْقَوْا عَدُوَّكُمْ فَتَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَهُمْ وَيَضْرِبُوا أَعْنَاقَكُمْ. قَالُوا بَلَى يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. He said, shall I not tell you the best of all of your deeds? What's the best thing you can do? Someone saying, best thing you can do, or so many good things you can do. What is the best thing you can do? وَأَزْكَاهَا عِنْدَ مَلِيكِكُمْ. And the one that is the most pure in the sight of Allah. وَأَرْفَعِهَا فِي دَرَجَاتِكُمْ. And the one that is going to make your level very high, it's going to raise you up and up and up in paradise. And it's better than giving gold and silver in charity. And it's better than fighting against your enemies when they fight you with their swords and you fight them and you strike them and they strike you. They said, O Messenger of Allah, tell us what is better than all of these things. قَالَ ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ. He said, remembering Allah is better than all of these things. It's better than sadaqah, it's better than fighting and struggling for Allah, it's better than all of these things, is dhikrullah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ كَمَثَلِ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. Or he said, مَثَلُ الْحَيِّ وَالْمَيِّتِ. He said, the example of the one who remembers Allah and the one who doesn't remember Allah is like the person who is alive and the other person who is dead. What does that mean, the hadith voice? The difference between the person who remembers Allah and the one who doesn't remember Allah, and so on for the voice, is like the difference between the one who is alive and the one who is dead. Yes, Muhammad. The person who does dhikr is better. But how would you compare someone who is living and dead? Would you say, oh, the one who is living is, you know, he's doing a bit better? He's not doing a bit better. He's 100% better than the one who is dead. And he's dead. And if one is dead, one is alive. So that it's like the person who is dead is the one who doesn't remember Allah. And the one who remembers Allah, it's like they got brought to life. Allah said, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. The people who they find rest, they find peace, and their hearts are settled when they remember Allah. So girls, my question for this is, what does it mean for your heart to be settled when you remember Allah, or your heart to be peaceful when you remember Allah? You're not worried, okay? So you're peaceful and not worried, okay? So if you're not worried, does that mean that when you're feeling stressed and when you're feeling anxious and you're feeling worried about something, if you remember Allah, that worry will go away? Yeah? أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَئِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. When you remember Allah, all your worries go away. All of the stress that's in your heart goes away. It all goes away when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Boys, I'm going to ask you about another hadith. It's a very important hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And really, this hadith, it tells us something about remembering Allah azza wa jal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَآمُرُكُمْ أَن تَذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ مَثَلَ ذَلِكَ كَمَثَلِ رَجُلٍ خَرَجَ الْعَدُوُ فِي أَثَرِهِ صِرَاعًا حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَى عَلَى حِصْنٍ حَصِينٍ فَأَحْرَزَ نَفْسَهُ مِنْهُمْ كَذَلِكَ الْعَبْدُ لَا يُحْرِزُ نَفْسَهُ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ إِلَّا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. He said, I tell you, you people, you have to remember Allah. I command you to remember Allah. The example of the one who remembers Allah, the example of the one who remembers Allah is like a man who's getting chased by his enemy and they're coming fast on his heels. So you imagine now, you have an enemy that is trying to hurt you. And your enemy is chasing you. And when you're running away from your enemy is getting closer and closer until your enemy is just on your heels, right on your heels. And suddenly you run into a fortress, a castle that is fortified, and you lock the door and your enemy is outside, they can't get inside of the castle. The Prophet ﷺ said, this is the example of the one who remembers Allah. Shaitan was just behind you, about to get you, and you locked yourself in a castle with strong hisnun hasin, with strong fortifications, that is, nobody can break inside. That's the example of the person who protects themselves. You can't protect yourself except by remembering Allah. So it's a protection from the shaitan. When the shaitan is about to get you, or the shaitan is about to confuse you, or shaitan is about to whisper, or shaitan is about to harm you, you remember Allah. And then you become inside of a castle, which is like a fortress. Hisnun hasin. A castle like a fortress. And the shaitan cannot break inside, as long as you remember Allah Azza wa Jal. So for example, shaitan makes you angry. Okay? and you're about to say something really bad because you got so angry. You're about to say something that will make Allah angry. And you remember Allah. And you say, Subhanallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. It's like somebody took you and put you inside of a castle which is strong. And the shaytan can't get inside. And he can't confuse you. And he can't make you angry. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ one day, he saw a man, Yusuf, would you come here, darling? Would you just help the brothers to show where their sister's side is for me, please? Well, Abdurrahman, you can help, please. It's like you got put inside of a fortress. And the Prophet ﷺ saw a man. When he saw this man, he saw the man and the man was bright red. You ever saw someone get so angry, their whole color of their face changed? Because they got so angry and furious. He said, I know something. If this man said it, it would go away from him. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. I seek Allah's refuge from a shaytan ar-rajim. It's moving. No. Because I mentioned it many times in the previous class and the class before. There's no breaks in this class. Go, don't ask again. Go on, you can go. You can go, you can go, you can go. But don't go, don't ask again. Next time I don't give permission to anybody. So, it is like hisnun hasin. It keeps you safe. It keeps you safe. Have you thought all the different times in the day that shaitan could attack you? Have you thought all the different times in the day that shaitan could attack you? Give me some examples of when you think it could be that shaitan could attack a person. Yes, Muhammad. When you're eating and you forget to say Bismillah. Okay, so what would you do to get rid of that? You say Bismillah, or if you forget, you say Bismillah fi awalihi wa akhirihi, or Bismillahi awalahu wa akhirahu, and then the shaitan throws up what is in his mouth and he leaves you alone. Okay, girls, when else do you think you could be vulnerable? We already mentioned one, right? When you get angry. You know, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'ith. So the girl said, for example, when you go in the bathroom, because is the bathroom a place which is clean? Is the bathroom a place where you pray? Is the bathroom a place where you remember Allah? No. So what is then going to be in the bathroom? Shaytan. So before you go into the bathroom, you say, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubusi wal-khaba'ith. From the shaytan, the men and the women from them. And Allah keeps you safe and the shaytan doesn't go near you. And when you come out, you say, what? Ghufranak. Allah, forgive me. And then, again, every time you remember, when else might you get, you think you might be scared or you might be worried? Okay, so anytime that you're unaware, what about, for example, let's just say, like, you are driving along in your car at night and your car breaks down on a dark country road, maybe in the middle of the woods, the forest, and you have to get out and walk. What's the dhikr you can say that nothing is going to hurt you in that place? Oh, the girl's got it. A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq. Whoever sets foot in a place and says, A'udhu bi kalimati Allahi tammati min sharri ma khalaq, nothing is going to hurt them in that place until they move to somewhere else. Nothing. What else? What about when you leave the house? You don't know what's waiting for you when you leave the house. Anything could be happening when you leave the house. Anything could be waiting for you. Anything could be scaring you or causing you a problem or causing you to get worried. So what are you going to say when you leave the house, Muhammad? What are you going to say? Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. You can. We'll keep one simple for people, so we learn one, then we learn another one, okay? Bismillah. Tawakkaltu ala Allah. Wala hawla wala quwwata illa billah. Okay. So when you leave the house and you say these words, I'm coming to yours, girls, in a second. When you leave the house and you say those words, what is going to happen? First of all, the shaitan came close to you. Shaitan tried to get hold of you, but he's not going to get you this time. Because you have been guided and protected and everything is taken care for you. You've been guided and protected and everything. Hudita wa wuqita wa kufit. You have been guided, you have been protected, and everything is taken care for you. And the shaitan runs away from you. The shaitan goes away. What does he say? Another shaitan meets him. So imagine this, shaitan goes away from you, another shaitan meets him. He says, where are you going? Zim, you have a job, get him. He said, what shall I do with someone who has been guided and protected and everything is taken care of? Well, I cannot do anything against him. Can't do anything against him. When you get in the car, the girl said, boys, I'm not allowing any breaks or any water breaks, any bathroom breaks, none, okay? So, you have a quite answer to give, put your hand up. If you don't have an answer, no hands. Okay, girl said, when you get in the car and you say, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Subhanalladhi sakhara lana hadha wa ma kunna lahu muqrinin wa inna ila rabbina lamunqalibun. What happens? Allah Azza wa Jalla take care of you in your journey and you thanked Allah for keeping you safe in your journey. It doesn't matter if it's a car, if it's a boat, if it's a plane, if it's a horse, if it's a camel, all of it is the same, inshallah. Okay? We're going to talk more about after the adhan. Anyone now who needs to go for a break, go now. Yes. I said no breaks. In my class now, we have a new rule. We have a new rule, guys, no breaks, okay? But yes, you can go now in the adhan time. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la Allah
Allahu Akbar.
La ilaha illallah.
Allahumma rabb hadhihi ad-da'wati at-tammah was-salati al-qa'imah li Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al-fasila wal-fadila wa ba'athu maqaman mahmudan alladhi wa'adta. Okay, everyone got the rule, huh? There's no more breaks in the class from now. Tamam. We were talking about dhikr. You have to sit properly now, inshallah. We were talking about remembering Allah. Okay. Sometimes when you remember Allah, you remember Allah with whatever is easy for you. And sometimes you have to say certain things at certain times. You with me? Sometimes you remember Allah with whatever you want. And sometimes you have to say certain things at certain times. Certain things at certain times. For example, when you finish your prayer and you say, As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. What do you say straight away afterwards, Anas? Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Okay. Why did you say astaghfirullah and not say rabbighfirli? Doesn't it mean the same thing? What do you think, Anas? Exactly what the girl said. You took their answer. Very good. They said what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did. Rahman. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did. You said astaghfirullah 3 times. You didn't say it 4 times. Isn't 4 better? Allah said, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ أُذْكُرُ اللَّهَ ذِكْرًا كَثِيرًا. Why 3 times? Because that's what the Prophet ﷺ did. So whenever Islam came with a specific number or an exact time or an exact place, you have to follow that number, that time, that place. For example, if I open the door to my house, I put my foot in, I say astaghfirullah, 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 Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Is that allowed? Why not? With it. Because that's the dhikr for after the salah. It's not the dhikr for going to the house. When you go into the house, you say bismillah and you give salam to the people in the house. As-salamu alaykum. Yeah? So, very, very important. Can you guys come like and fill the gaps? Because you guys, if you get any further that way, you're going to be sitting in the bookcase. Shabab, last warning, wallah, I'm going to say. The next time someone comes to my class and goes for a break or goes out for 5 minutes or 10 minutes, you're going to see what I'm going to do. It's not going to be nice, I promise. No more breaks in class time, okay? If the class is not even 45 minutes long, before you come, go to the bathroom, make wudu, brush your hair, brush your teeth, whatever you need to do, go and do it before the class time. Look in the mirror, admire your reflection, mashallah, tabarakallah. While you're before the class. During the class time, there is no breaks. No breaks at all. If you pass out on the floor, we're just going to pour some water over your head and leave you there until the end of the class. Nothing is happening until the class finishes. Okay? Now, carry on. You have to do the dhikr the way that the Prophet ﷺ did it, if it was done in a certain way. You can't choose to change it. You can't change the number. You can't change the time. You can't add something the Prophet ﷺ didn't add. Like we see some people after the iqamah, when the iqamah goes, and the mu'adhin says, قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةُ قَدْ قَامَتِ الصَّلَاةُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ اللَّهُ أَكْبَرُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ. Some people start to say, لا إله إلا الله, you know, or they say حقا وصدقا لا إله إلا الله. This never came. The Prophet ﷺ never said it. You can't say something he didn't say. You can't add something he didn't add. His dhikr is always the best. So we always do it the way that he showed us how to do it. But there are some adhkar which are general. Can anyone give me some examples? I think we can hear from the girls this time. Any examples of dhikr which is general and unrestricted? Allahu Akbar. Okay, subhanAllah. Okay, subhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. It's unrestricted. It doesn't have a number. Just as you like. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. I'm just talking about generally. It's unrestricted. But when you count after the salah, how many times do you count subhanallah? How many? Little bit more. Times it by 11. 33 times, yeah? Subhanallah, subhanallah. How do you count like this with your fingers? Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Not like that, like this. Close your whole finger. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Did you just realize you have fingers? You are looking at your hand like you never saw it before. MashaAllah. Allah blessed it with you. Yani it comes with you all the time. It's not like a tasbih you don't have to carry around with you. Allah blessed it with you. You have it all the time with you. And if you fold your finger like that, you can count 3 times. Okay, boys, not again, huh? Next week, no. Okay? Count. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. How many times will you reach if you count on all 5 fingers? Ah, Mubi, you failed your maths class. You need to go back to maths and take it basic maths. But it's okay. Try again. You counted on all your fingers. How many fingers do you have? 15, mashallah. You have 5 fingers on this right hand. 5 fingers. Each one goes 3. 3, then 6, then 9, and 12, and 15. So if I want to get to 33, I have to do it again. So 15 and then again. 15, that makes 30. And then as the girl said, I'm left with one more finger. And that makes 33. And I counted. SubhanAllah, 33 times. And I counted. Alhamdulillah, 33 times. And I counted. Allahu Akbar, 33 times. How many does that make? 99. And what's that last thing you say to make it 100? Oh, now we're in trouble. No, nearly. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. Lahu al-mulk wa lahu al-hamd wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. Now you made it 133, subhanallah. 33, alhamdulillah. 33, Allahu Akbar. And then you are left with la ilaha illallah. وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. And you made 100. Okay, very good. So that number, am I allowed to do a different number? Everyone says no. Wallah, you're all wrong. All of you. How did you all manage to be wrong? Yes. Then what other number can you do it? You can do it 33, 33, 33. Or you can do it 25, 25, 25. Or you can do it 10, 10, 10. And 10, 10, 10, sometimes you need to do it quick. You don't have much time. You've got somewhere to go. So at least you can count one time on each finger. SubhanAllah, 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 SubhanAllah. That's 5. Then you can go again, or you can open your fingers. SubhanAllah, 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 SubhanAllah. And that made 10. You can do it 10, 10, 10 times as well. 25, 25, or 10, 10, 10, or 33, 33, 33. Which one do you get more reward for? 33. 33, 33, 33, you get more reward for it because you're doing more. But all of them, why can you do any? Why can you do those three numbers? Why? That, yeah, that's true. But I meant, what's the proof for it? Like, if someone says to you, I just told you, you can't make up your own number, right? Yeah. So why did I choose three different numbers there? Yes. Because the Prophet ﷺ did all three. He did all three. So that's why you're allowed to do all three. Okay. So then you recite the Quran, right? After that in your prayer. You recite, after that in your dhikr, after the prayer. You recite Ayatul Kursi. Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyu al-qayyum. How many times do you recite that? Once, the girl said. We let the girl sometimes answer. Once. Then you recite Al-Ikhlas wal-Falaq wal-Nas. Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Huwa Allahu Ahad. Surah Al-Falaq, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Falaq. Surah Al-Nas, Qul A'udhu Bi Rabbil Nas. How many times do you recite each one? Three. Can you do it less than that? Okay. The sunnah came with three. Okay. It came with three in every prayer, or it only came with three in some prayers? Anas? Dhuhr and Asr, where we all got? No. Yes, three in Maghrib and Fajr. And all the other prayers is one. So normally you read it one time. Okay, very good. All these words of remembrance, do you have to do it? What about if you're a new Muslim and you didn't know those words? No, it's recommended, you don't have to do it. You don't have to do it. But, no, because it doesn't count as how the Prophet ﷺ did it, right? Of course you can ask Allah, forgive me, or you can say Allah, make it easy for me. But it's not the same as when you say it in English. So, now the question is, why did we include Quran when we were talking about dhikr? I want a really good answer now. The girls gave me a good answer. Muhammad, what's your answer? So the Quran contains dhikr, like it contains subhanAllah, alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, yeah, for sure. But the Quran is dhikr. Because what is dhikr? Remembering Allah. And what happens when you recite the Quran? You remember Allah. So even reading the Quran is a type of dhikr, and reading the Quran is the best type of dhikr. Allah describes the Quran as dhikr, remembering. Allah describes it. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. وَإِنَّ لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. We are the ones who sent the dhikr down, yani the Qur'an, down. So Allah described the Qur'an as dhikr. So the Qur'an is something that you remember Allah with. Because all of the Qur'an is remembering Allah, right? The Qur'an is full of the remembrance of Allah. Okay. We spoke about reading قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ and قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. We spoke about reading them after the prayer three times, after Maghrib and Fajr, and once in the other prayers. Now I wanted to ask you another question. When are the other times that you read those three surahs? قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٍ. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. What do you think? I couldn't hear you very well. You can speak a little bit louder? When do you read it? When do you read it? Meta, when? We read it after Salah, right? After Salah. When else do we read it? The girls gave one. They said before you go to sleep. Before you go to sleep. When else do you read it? when you do dua, not quite, before you go to sleep, yes. In the morning and the evening. Very good. So do you think some things go again and again? Like some things repeat again and again, right? So sometimes you say in the morning, sometimes you say in the evening, you say after the prayer, you say it before you go to sleep. Okay, very, very good. Excellent. Excellent. I want now to recommend for you guys a book. It's a very, very small book. Extremely small. It's only like very small. Okay? And the book I want to recommend for you is called Hisnul Muslim, The Fortress of the Muslim. What's it called? In Arabic, what's it called? Hisnul Muslim. Yeah? Hisnul Muslim. What does Hisn mean? Fortress. Okay? The Fortress of the Muslim. What is a fortress? We explained in the hadith. We did the hadith about your enemies chasing you and then you end up in a castle. Yeah, a castle that keeps you safe. Yeah, Hisnul Muslim. Hisnul Muslim. This book is very small. You can keep it in your pocket. It's a pocket-sized book. It's smaller than a mobile phone. You have it with you? Do you have it? No, okay. It's a very, very, very small book. And it tells you all of the different dhikr that you can say in different situations. Different things you can say in different situations. For example, before you go in the bathroom, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-khubuthi wal-khaba'ith. When you come out, ghufranak. When you leave the house, bismillah, tawakkaltu ala Allah, wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When you come in the house, bismillah. And you say assalamu alaikum. When you eat, bismillah. When you drink, bismillah. When you forget to say bismillah, bismillah. Awwalahu wa akhirahu. Wa fi awwalihi wa akhirihi. It tells you all of those different things. What to say in those different situations. What to say in the morning. What to say in the evening. What to say before you go to sleep. It's a very, very nice book. Very small. You can keep it in your pocket. And from there you can learn your different adhkar and your different types of dua. Yes, Mubin. No, the words, because it's the words are, the writing is big, but the book is small enough to keep in your pocket. It's not a big book. It's not like one of these big heavy books on the bookshelf, because that would be inconvenient to carry around with you, right? If it was like a big book like that. But it's small enough that you can keep it in your pocket and you can read it when you want to remember how to do the different du'as and how to do different adhkar. Okay, very good. What I want to do now is, we spoke about dhikr after the salah, and we spoke about dhikr in different situations. We spoke about reading the Qur'an. I want to speak now about adhkar as-sabah wal-masa, remembering Allah in the morning and the evening. So first of all, what does it mean by remembering Allah in the morning? When is as-sabah? When is it morning? Not quite. What did your girl say, sorry? After Fajr. So Fajr is your first prayer of the day. After Fajr until sunrise. And sunrise right now on our timetable here is 5:24. Wallahi, really the state of our schools, we need to do a little bit of work on the 24-hour clock. You do know that 5 o'clock happens twice, once in the morning and once in the evening, right? Very good. It's okay, inshallah. It's okay. I'm talking about 5:24 in the morning, not 5:24 now. 5:24 in the morning, the sun rises. That's our time today, but tomorrow it's a different time. And in a different country, it's a different time. In a different city, it's a different time. So it's not the same for everybody. But when the sun rises up after it becomes dark. So in that time, after Fajr, before sunrise, is your time for Adhkar As-Sabah, the remembrances that you say in the morning. What about the evening time? Now I'm going to ask you. Now you have to tell me, when is the evening? What do you think? Make a good guess.
The evening is...
That clock is not going to help you. After Asr. Huh? 12 o'clock. 12, which 12 o'clock? 12 o'clock in the middle of the day? Or, huh? 12 o'clock in midnight or 12 o'clock midday? Midday. That's not the evening. That's the middle of the day. If someone says to you, Mumi, let's play football in the evening, what time are you going to go and meet him? 12 o'clock. You're going to be standing a long time before he comes out, Akhi, wallahi. 6 o'clock. Okay, good. Alright, fair enough. 6 o'clock, I give you. 6 o'clock. Could be evening. What do you think? When is evening? The Mesa. Girls say Maghrib. Maghrib. Anas, what you saying? Before Maghrib. So I... Go on. Maghrib. Very good. I think around the time of Maghrib is a good time for evening. And just before, just after, that is around the time of evening. And Al-Masa. عند المغرب, the time of Maghrib, just before Maghrib, just after Maghrib, at that sort of time, where, what happens at Maghrib? Why is Maghrib, the sun sets where we know that, but what is it that, why would you remember Allah at that time? Shayateen come out, shaytan comes out at that time, inna al-shaytan intisharan wa khatfa, the shaytan spreads out at that time and snatches, so definitely, that is a good time to remember Allah and stay safe from the shaytan. Is the connection not working? Just switch to the second camera. I think it's okay. Sure it's okay? Alright, inshallah. Yes, Muhammad. You're scaring me, Muhammad. No, you're not really. People getting possessed by jinns and shayateen? At Maghrib. Yeah, Maghrib time is a dangerous time. So at Maghrib time, how do you stay safe then? Remember Allah. Do your adhkar and you'll be safe. For example, yeah. Okay, class. So we'll talk about it after class. Now you started the topic with them, and they started. Later, we'll talk about it, inshallah, after class. Tamam. Okay, now I had another point. For example, if you say, as an example, La ilaha illallah, wahdahu la sharika lah, lahu al-mulk, wa lahu al-hamd, وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ, and you say 100 times, nothing is going to hurt you until the evening. And you are protected the whole day until the evening. If you say, Bismillah, أَلَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ اسْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Bismillah, الَّذِي لَا يَضُرُّ مَعَ اسْمِهِ شَيْءٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي السَّمَاءِ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. بسم الله الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. He says three times. In the name of Allah, nothing with Allah's name gets hurt. In the heavens or the earth, and He is the one who hears everything and knows everything, nothing is going to hurt you. If you say it in the evening, nothing will hurt you till the morning. If you say it in the morning, nothing will hurt you until the evening. Yes. That one comes with the hadith says 100 for that one. But Bismillah الذي لا يضر مع اسمه شيء, that's only three times. So you have to go with a number that is mentioned in the hadith. You have to bring the number that's mentioned in the hadith. Very good. Who can tell me something from the Adhkar al-Sabah wal-Masa? Something that you say every morning and every evening. One dua, one dhikr, one thing you say. Every morning, every evening. It's easy, there's easy ones. Get the easy ones first. Yes, Anas. رضيت بالله ربا وبالإسلام دينا وبمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم نبيا. I'm pleased with Allah is my Lord and Islam is my religion. Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is my prophet. Yes, Muhammad, what do you think? Sorry. When do we say this? In the evening. When the evening comes, we say, أعوذ بكلمات الله التامات من شر ما خلق. And then you get safe or you stay safe until the morning. Yes, Anas. I couldn't hear anything you said. That just sounded like so quick. Okay. I don't know of any specific evidence to say it a set number of times. This hadith is a little bit, there's no specific thing to say, like exact number of times. But generally, during the day, you can send salah and salam upon the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Which day is it best to do lots of salah and salam to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What do you think, Anas?
Friday.
Very good. Girls, what do you think? Give me one example of something you say in the morning and the evening. Girls are quiet. Okay, the dua, أصبح الملك لله والحمد لله لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. So this dua, أصبح الملك لله, you say in the morning, how do you say أصبح الملك لله? In the evening you say أمس الملك لله والحمد لله. Because أصبح means the morning came and أمس means the evening came. What about the dua for forgiveness? Sayyidul Istighfar. The best dua you can make for forgiveness. Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa ant khalaqtani wa ana abduk wa ana ala ahdika wa wa'dika mastata'at a'udhu bika min sharri ma sana'at abu'u laka bi ni'matik alay wa abu'u bi dhanbi فَغْفِرْ لِي فَإِنَّهُ لَا يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ. What does this dua mean? O Allah, you are my Lord. There is no one that deserves to be worshipped except you. You created me and I'm your servant. And I'm doing my best to stick to what you have asked me to do. I admit that you gave me all my blessings. And I admit that I did wrong things. So forgive me. Nobody forgives sins except you. This is the best dua you can make for forgiveness, and you should say it. You should say it as part of those morning adhkar, the things that you say in the morning and the evening. Where would I find this if I wanted to learn this dhikr? In the small book. What is the small book called? Fortress of the Muslim, Hisn al-Muslim. So if anyone's watching it and says, I want to learn this dua, no problem, get Fortress of the Muslim. Even if you can't read Arabic, the dua is written in English letters. No, it's normally got a black cover with gold letters on it. Cool. There's many different colors. It's called Fortress of the Muslim. So try to get yourself a copy, inshallah ta'ala, so you can learn. Next week, we're going to continue this topic of adhkar. After that, inshallah, Ustaz Basak is going to, inshallah, take the class for maybe a week or two. After that, inshallah, but I'll be here next week. Next week, inshallah, ta'ala, we're going to continue talking about our adhkar. We're going to try to learn some more. I want you to try to bring Fortress of the Muslim next week. Can you do that for me?
Inshallah.
Why not? Why not? You can't. It's very easy. Just try to bring it. Try to get hold of one. They are like, they cost very small amount of money. I think like £1.50 or something like that. They're extremely cheap. And it's very cheap. I know that's probably your entire month's pocket money since you are like shouting at me. Habibi, dreams are very nice, but reality is a bit different, yeah? I'm sure even if it is £300, then you can buy 300 or you can buy 250 or 150 copies of Fortress of the Muslim for all the people in the class, inshallah.
Yeah.
Jameel. So we want you guys to bring a copy to the class so we can follow it together, inshallah. That's what Allah made easy for me to mention. Allah knows best. Girls, did we have some questions or issues? Sure. Okay. هذا والله أعلم والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى